This is Scott Verguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We have on the line from Jordan, Cindy Sheehan, co-founder of Gold Star Families for Peace and also participant Troops Homes Fast, establisher of the of Camp Casey, et cetera, et cetera. It's a privilege to speak to you, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. How's everything there in the States right now?
Well, I have to be quite honest, way too quiet.
Too quiet. Huh? It's not quiet over here. That's
no, I imagine it isn't. This is a, and I've actually been quite astonished and frustrated at how little press your, what I think is a historic trip to Jordan is. But be that as it may, hopefully that can change. But could you give us an update on how things are going there with your trip?
Well, we met with several different factions in the Iraqi parliament today, and from the Iraqi parliament today, and we're just sitting there listening to them, what's going on in their country and what are the solutions to their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we I'll be leaving tomorrow to head to Crawford, Texas. I'm going to start my vigil again on August 6th because mm-hmm. that's when I started it last year on August 6th, and they're going to some people, members of our contingent, are going to be meeting with some more Iraqi leaders tomorrow, and we're trying to work out something to get our troops out of Iraq as quickly as possible to help the Iraqi people. And of course, we also believe that our troops are being misused and abused in Iraq
mm-hmm.
by the Bush government.
How would you describe the reception you've received and the contact you've had with the Iraqi parliamentarians?
They have been very overwhelmed and touched and amazed that there are people in the United States that care so deeply about them and their country and their people that we're willing to travel so far to meet with them. But also, you know, of course they know what I've been doing in the United States, but mm-hmm. they're not aware that most Americans are against this occupation. They don't hear about America, the American peace movement in our country, as we don't hear about what's going on in Iraq and in our country either.
Right, it kind of works both ways, doesn't it?
Exactly. They're just really touched, and they're receiving a lot of hope by meeting with us, and we're, you know, kind of listening to their stories and hearing the tragedy and the personal loss and the courage and the sacrifice that these people are making. And we're actually meeting with people who live outside the green zone whose lives are in danger by just meeting with us.
I read I think it's your most recent article on truthout.org, and in that article mm-hmm. you mentioned a woman that you had talked to. You mentioned it as the most tragic news of the day. I think that was probably yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Could you relate that to us?
She's a doctor in one of the hospitals in Baghdad, and you know, in fact, it's a complex of four hospitals. And during the initial invasion, when the troops got to Baghdad, between April 2nd and April 9th, her hospital was seeing 100 casualties per hour. And they were operating on these people, shoving them out into the quarters when they were done with no IDs, no histories. You know, they were just basically doing, you know, this just sew them up and get them out of there. And she described it as a nightmare of amputated limbs and a sea of blood. And she is so traumatized. She was the doctor in charge of triage.
Mm-hmm.
So she would see who was the worst, get them in the operating room knowing that the people who were last on the list were going to die. You know, so she had these people's lives and deaths in her hands. And she also, the doctors in Iraq, many of them are being intimidated from going back into their hospitals by the coalition troops. And she was actually put in jail and tortured, you know, for refusing to be intimidated by the Americans. And so anyway, just a lot of stories of personal courage and sacrifice, and the people who came here today could be assassinated for for work for peace. And I just think that even though, you know, we have sacrificed a lot to get here, my son is dead, and, you know, I've made a lot of personal sacrifices. It's nothing like the people of Iraq, and we need to step up our efforts to help them.
Well, I get a very strong sense of, one, that things seem to get grimmer and grimmer in Iraq, but also there are seeds of hope still and more seeds being planted.
Well, and like I said, the meeting with us today gave them a lot of hope, and their main message to us, besides what they need for peace, is the American people need to stand in solidarity with us against the Bush government to end the occupation of Iraq. And this is what I'm going to come home and start Camp Casey again on Sunday. And we need to re-energize and recruit. And we, like I said in my article today, we need to be as ruthless for peace, doing it in peace, as they are for war.
That's right. Very good. Well, you do know that I just saw in the paper today that President Bush is heading for, maybe already is in Camp Crawford, his
Camp Casey.
So-called ranch.
Camp Casey. Yes. But he's not at Camp Casey. He's
right.
In Crawford.
No, I doubt he's there, but he has gone on a 10-day vacation to Crawford.
Well, he actually cut it short to 6 days now. Every time we change our plans, he changes his plans.
Well, keep him moving. What the heck?
Yeah, we are. You know, keep him on his toes.
Okay, I would be remiss if we cut off this conversation without reminding people that several of the folks in the Troops Home Fast have broken their fast with the Jordanians, but you have decided to continue your fast, and you're on day 32. Is that right?
Exactly, and I have said that I would do it until September 21st, which is World Peace Day, and I'll continue this part of my fast, which is a liquids-only fast, until then, and on September 21st, I'm still going to fast in some way in solidarity with the Iraqi people, because no matter how hard it is, I know that at any moment I could break my fast, you know, and I could go to the market without worrying about being killed by a car bomb, but the people of Iraq don't have this option. They're suffering, and they don't have an option. And so I think that we need to sacrifice in solidarity with them to end their suffering.
Right. So you're obviously calling for as many people as possible to join you at Camp Casey?
Absolutely. Everybody's welcome, and with the purchase of my new property, we have room for everyone.
All right. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you very much, Cindy, not only for your time these last few minutes, but also for your commitment. And give my best to everybody else there, please, and we wish you all the best.
It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I was talking to Cindy Sheehan of Gold Star Families for Peace. Cindy is in Jordan currently with a delegation of Code Pink folks and folks from Troops Home Fast, and as she said, has been speaking with Iraqi parliamentarians over the last couple of days, working on potential peace proposals, etc. Cindy is on her way back tomorrow to Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas, where she'll be August 6th and onward, and she can be joined there, of course, by anybody. You can get more information on Troops Home Fast and other activities at troopshomefast.org.